USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A vaccine mandate for larger private employers is back on. A federal appeals court has dissolved the stay that was issued by a lower court over a month ago. This as the Omicron variant is spreading across the country at an alarming rate. White House medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci.
People should not be surprised or discouraged if you hear that there are breakthrough infections. But the critical issue is that vaccination, particularly if you get boosted, will go a long way to protect you from getting severely ill.
A spike in cases among NFL teams has forced the league to push back a few games scheduled for this weekend. ESPN's Adam Schefter.
The league was determined to play all these games as they were scheduled, but the emergence of some other factors and the frequency of the positive test forced the league's hand, and the NFLPA had the discussions and essentially made the changes.
This is USA Radio News.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.